Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks reversed early losses after the release of the latest Fed minutes before slipping again in the last hour of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 172 points, or 0.5%, to close at 33,980. The S&P 500 dropped 31 points, or more than 0.7%, and the Nasdaq declined 164 points, or 1.25%. Newly released minutes from last month's Federal Reserve meeting showed policymakers agreed they needed to keep raising rates, but they were sensitive to the risk of going too far. Stocks initially rose, but later retreated to the downbeat tone set earlier in the day after pre-market earnings reports from major retailers. Shares of Target dropped 2.7% after its lackluster report. It said customers were cutting back on discretionary spending and redirecting their money to food, beverage, beauty, and household goods. Home improvement chain Lowe's saw shares rise 0.6% as earnings beat expectations, even though its sales declined for the second quarter in a row. Shares of Bed Bath & Beyond jumped nearly 12% in volatile trading as individuals continued to pile into the stock, betting against professional investors. And a federal judge in Ohio has ordered the companies owning CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart pharmacies to pay $650 million over 15 years to two Ohio counties after a jury found them liable for contributing to the opioid epidemic. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.